Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Hey, Sana Sugya from the Issa of Machikas Hashem. The Torah found a lav like Sassun Cain is a lav in the Torah to be Merchik B'Shem Hashem. And the Ram Paskin is Halacha Peg Vav Milchus Tzedei Tzayir. The Ram Paskin is Shiva Shem Is Nchokim. The seven names Sheinim. I'm sorry, Shiva Shem Sheinim Nchokim. The seven names that is a lav in the Torah to be Merchik to erase. The Shem Yud Kei, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Adonus, Anaf Dalam Lanyud, the Shem Melakim, the Shem Kael, Anaf Lamed. In the Gemara, there's one more Shem that the Ram doesn't mention. The Shem from this week's Ed, Hashmais, Ekia, Sheekia. We have Moshe Benu, Pshit Shemikah, Moshe Benu, Yester Ben Shalom, and the Yidin will ask me Mashmai, and the Ben Shalom Kviyachli answered that. You tell them that his shame is Ekiyah She'ekiyah. The Gemara says this is one of the shame she'en l'mchakim. You're not allowed to erase that name either. The Rambam does not write that. The Rambam does not list that name. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam had a different gesa. The Rambam was not going to erase that shame. I didn't see Pshav. This is why the Rambam, according to the Rambam's gesa, why we're not going to erase the shame Ekiyah She'ekiyah. Could we say possibly that it's not a Shem Hashem? It's just the Ribbono Shel Olam was telling Moshe Rabbeinu to say Ekiyah She'ekiyah. That's the Shem Hashem, but it's not actually the Shem Hashem. What does that mean? Maybe Pshat is we don't find this Shem Hashem being used any other place. Maybe it was Shem Hashem only for one time, for that time of Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's also a little bit of a shet to say. But upon him, the Rambam's gives the Rambam's not goyus the Shem Ekiyah She'ekiyah as one of the Shem Hashem in the Mechakim. But all the other shemas is found alive in the Torah in Issa to erase them. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Amad Zayin, he says to the Santa Shaila, what would be the din if you do not touch the Shem Hashem? You don't touch the ice, you just change the nikud. You change the nikudus underneath it, and you change the meaning of the Shem Hashem. The Moshul, the Shem Kael, Aleph Lamed, it's pronounced with the Tzere. And it's a Shem Hashem even without any Nikudus, of course. If you have a Shem Hashem written even without any Nikudus, it's not also Nisa to Mechik. What if somebody would go over to the Shem Kael and you put a Patach, you'd write a line, make a Patach under the Aleph, and he would effectively be changing the Shem from Kael to Al. Al is a word. Al is a word in Chol. Al means no. Don't. Do not. Or you put a Segel, put three dots under the Aleph and change it to the word El, to the meaning that means two, like Vim El. You would change Vim Kael to Vim El, to the word two. That the Shaila is that an Issa Mechika? You're, in a way, you're effectively being Mechik the Shem Hashem, but you're not touching it. Is that also an Issa Mechika? Agav, first, could I like to be Madgish when a person. The Mechas Chenach. We're going to get that. Very good. I'm just mentioning this because by davening Mishman Essay, when we say the Shem Kael, the person should be careful and make sure he's Madgish the Tzere. It's Kael. It's not Kel. The person says Kel, and he says it quickly, and he says it with Kel. He's saying two. He's saying the word two. And so you have to be Madgish, I'm not sure how they pronounce it. But in Ashkenazit, there is a chunk between the Tzere and the Segel. You should be Madgish. But there's also a chunk, I'm sure, yeah. Maybe. So, but I'll go upon him. This is Mechas Chinuch Shaila.
It's interesting that it has to be a word. It's not good enough. You put it in a word that it doesn't make it a word. Okay, it goes like you also. Yeah,
it's you're right. Yeah, but the Mechassin's example was the Patach. I gave you the example of the Segel.
Yeah, no,
but you're right. What did you put in a comets, which has no meaning?
No meaning.
Would that also make it Oishem Hashem? It's also interesting. Yeah. This could be more. Okay. The Mechassin says another way you could be Meicher. Another way you could be Meicher the Shem Hashem without touching the Shem Hashem. If you have the Shem Adonus, Anafdan on the Nud, and you eared, you go to it, you don't touch that, you don't erase anything, but you ear the end of Mem at the end. You ear the Mem Sofit, you ear the end of Mem at the end, and you change the word to Adanim, like from the Mishkan. You make it to a word of Chol. Is that, are you over the lav of Lesaf and Kane? Are you over the lav of Machikas Hashem without touching the Shem, but you just change the meaning that doesn't, it's no more meaning Hashem. You change it to word Adanim. And the Mechas Chinuch pretty much by Tzarchin on this. So this shayla of the Mechas Chinuch, Bemis is in the Kivega also. And she was Kivega before the Mechas Chinuch, he Bemis closed the shayla of the shayla on the Maisa Shehoya, a pasuk in this week's editor. And this week's Sedra, and I'm sorry, the Sedra we learned yesterday, Pashra Yechi. We learned yesterday the Pasuk, V'yem Yaakov Yosef, Kel Shaka Nure Elai Beluz, Beretz Kanan, V'yorachasin. At the beginning of the Pashra, we have a Pasuk where they had a Shaila. If you look at the Pasuk, everyone has, I think, the Pasuk in front of them, the printout, Pasuk Gimel. The first six words of the Pasuk should be, V'yem Yaakov Yosef, Kel Shaka. But the Shaila was, they found the Sefer Torah that the Sefer made a Toyas. The Sefer, instead of the first six words, V'yemi Yaakov Yosef Kel Shaka, he was missing two words. And they found only four words. It said, V'yemi Yaakov Aleph Lamed Shakai. Now, if you would find in this pasuk these four words, V'yemi Yaakov Aleph Lamed Shakai, it would be unclear, be completely unclear, what is missing. There's two possibilities, and the Sefer wasn't around to ask. It's possible it was missing the words El Yosef, and what he wrote was, the four words was, V'yemi Yaakov Kel Shakai. Or it's possible he's missing the words Yosef Kael. And what he found was the words V'yemi Yaakov El, and then you had the word Shakai. So in other words, the Aleph Lama that was written, the word Yosef was definitely missing. He was missing the word Yosef for sure. The question was, which Aleph Lama did he write, and which Aleph Lama was he missing? Did he write the Aleph Lama of El, and he was missing the Kael, Kodesh? Or did he write V'yemi Yaakov Kael Shakai? He wrote the Aleph Lamed of Kodesh. He was missing the Aleph Lamed of Chol. That was the Shaila. So the Shaila was, how to fix this Sefer Torah. So the Kirei Gazok, the Pasha Eitz would be to erase the words V'yemi Yaakov and add the words El Yosef. Right? Just add the words El Yosef, and then you would have V'yemi Yaakov El Yosef, and you would have the Aleph Lamed Shakai that was written in the beginning. Right, and squeeze in all four words. Right. Right. The problem is, if you do that, let's say the Aleph Lama that they found written was Chol. So you would not have a Shem written L'Shem Kodesh. The halacha is, when you write a Sefer Torah, every Azkara, every time you write the Shem Hashem, has to be L'Shem Azkara, has to be L'Shem Hashem. So if this Aleph Lama that they had written was actually Chol, was the Aleph Lama of Chol, and now you're adding in again an Aleph Lama of Chol, it will come out, the Aleph Lama, the Kael Shakai, would not be written L'Shem Hashem. So that's not an Eitzah. So to erase the Aleph Lamed and start all from scratch, and start over, you can't do either, because maybe it was Kodesh, and it's Kodesh is found alive, you can't erase it. So they had a problem what to do. So the Kirei wanted to say, first the Kirei goes to a possibility, maybe write the Yom Yaakov El Yosef, and on the second Aleph Lamed, which you're not sure if it was written L'Shem Hashem, be Mavil of Kumas, take a quill, take a pen, and with the Yoy, and write over it, this time L'Shem Hashem. But the Kirei goes through, this is a Gantz Sugi and Gittin Daf Chof, if that works. It seems to be a Machlokes Tanoim, if Havaros Kumas the second time, if a word was not written L'Shem Hashem, if now you can be Mavil of Kumas, then you can make it now L'Shem Kodesh. That's a big Machlokes, and the Kirei goes to the Hosugi, and he comes out at the end that L'Halachi, it doesn't work, you can't do that. So the Kirei says, another Eitza. In Shulchan Aruch states, the Gemara also, there's something called Beni Shiti. You're able to fit in, if you have no room in the Sefer Torah, you're missing a word, you can fit in the missing word between the lines. Just write it on top where it should go, and write it in between the lines, and that'll work. So what you should do is leave it as V'yem Yaakov Aleph Lamed that was written to begin with, and add in the words Yosef Kael between the lines. And this time you write, the second Kael, you write in L'Shem Hashem. But the Kirei Gazok, this Shaila, it'll come out when you hear the words Yosef Kael, so you are definitely making the first Aleph Lamed into Chol. By adding those words Yosef Kael here, that now you're definitely making the meaning of the Aleph Lamed that was written at the first time to V'yemi Yaakov El Yosef. You'll be making it to Chol. And the Kirei declares the Shaila, the same as Minchas Chinuch, is that an Itzim, Mechikas Hashem? Let's say it was written L'Shem Hashem, and now you're making it effectively into Chol. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to, without touching the word, but you're making the meaning into Chol, are you allowed to do that? So the Kirei brings down Araya to the Shaila from Avodah Zarah Gashuni. One of the Kadmonim, when they're only Achrayim, the Paiskim bring down, and Avodah Zarah Gashuni had a different Shaila. He had a Shaila, there was a different mistake they found in the Sefer Torah. The word was supposed to be Elohim. And somebody wrote Elokechem. The Sefer wrote by accident an extra chaf. Instead of Elokim, he added the chaf at the end between the yud and the mem. He wrote Elokechem. Now, Elokechem is also Shem Hashem. To go just erase the chaf, you can't do either. Now, it's also Shem Hashem. So, what's the Eitzah? So, the Vedas Gashuni says the Eitzah is Take that chaf. A chaf is open on the left side. Basically, it's closed on three sides. On the side, take a little diyoy and fill it up and make it into a mem. Make it into an end of mem. And now you'll have the correct word elokim with a double mem. You have a double end of mem. Elokechem will now be elokim with again a mem. And now, Dr. Vaisa Gishuni, that second mem is no more part of the Shem Hashem. It has no meaning. It becomes elokim with an extra mem. Dr. Vaisa Gishuni, now you can erase that second end of mem. Ah, so Dr. Kivega, when you went and you filled in the chaf and you made it into an endomem, you effectively erased the second endomem. You took what was part of the Shem Hashem, Elokeichem, and you took and you made it have no meaning, according to Avodah Zarah. And it seems Avodah Zarah is saying that's what I have to do. You're allowed to do this. So he said, you have a right from this Avodah Zarah to have a shayla. As long as you don't touch the letter, you just make the Shem Hashem, the letter mean nothing, that's not called Mechikas Hashem. So according to the Vezek Hashuni, that would be an Eitzvayas also. You could just add in the words, Kel Shakai, and even though you're effectively making the word V'yir Me'yakov, the first time of Lamed Tachal, that would be Mutta. But then the Kivyega brings down from Dalai Rabba and Sim Kufman Bey, that also causes the Shaila. Can you, maybe in different cases, but you also close the Shaila about changing the meaning of the Shem Hashem to Chol, if that's an Issa Mechikas Hashem, and then the Rabbi Paskins is Asim Midr Rabbanon. Interesting. He says, it's not Asim Midr Reis, it's Asim Midr Rabbanon. I'm trying to understand what the Malka is. If it's an Issa Rabbanon, it should say somewhere. It should be somewhere of Reis, it should be a Gemara. We can't make our own Rabbanon. So, I'm not sure what the Malka would be, but then, what?
Let's say now, since God has said that he made it the Shem Hashem.
The first Alf Lamed.
And you made now, by Kel, you made that into Chav. Taka changes it?
Yeah, because now the Pasuk reads, V'yem Yaakov, the first Alf Lamed, we read to El Yosef.
You don't Kel, I mean, it's going to change.
I'm saying, we're saying this is very similar to Mechasenach. Mechasenach said you change the Kel by putting the Nikud. We're changing the meaning by shifting around the words. But if you take the word and you put it in between Yaakov and Yosef and it becomes part of a pasuk.
If you write a word Kel without anything around it, it's also Shemesh.
Right. But by writing the words around it, you make a meaning of Chol.
But say
you
meant to. I change the word.
Okay. Yeah, changing the word. You're putting a Nikud on the bottom. You don't need a Nikud.
You mean that.
Oh, you mean.
How do you read that?
So you effectively changed the word, but over there,
Kel
is the same word as the
Sefer Roach. Okay, but if you held that this would be a Zashayin from being Moichid the Shem Hashem without touching it. But like upon him, then the Rabbi says, Asim Rabbanan. So Lomaisa, we have an Issa Rabbanan. So what's the Issa by us? So the Kivyega says, very good. He said, when the Rabbi asked Mid Rabbanan, that's, we have a Vade Shem Hashem, and you want to change the meaning to Chol, that's where the Rabbi says this is Rabbanan. But by us, don't forget, it was a suffix. Maybe the Sanaf Lama was written Chol to begin with. It's only a suffix if it was Kodesh. The meaning will be a suffix Rabbanan Lahakal. We have a klal, the whole Shang is only in Issa Rabbanan, we have a klal, suffix Rabbanan Lahakal. The meaning over here, the Sanaf Lama is a suffix if it was Kodesh, if it was Chol, you're allowed to change it to be Vaday Chol, because even though you're not allowed to change Hashem Hashem to be a meaning of Chol Midrabanan, but over here, since the whole thing is a suffix, if you're doing that anyway, it becomes suffix of Malachal, and that's what Kivyega Zaitza. So just eat in the words, Kel Shakai, and even though you might be changing the word, the original Alf Lamed from Kodesh to Chol, it's not a problem, because it's suffix of Malachal. There's no way to know.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right. Look at it. When you see V'yir Me'yak, if you have a pasuk in front of you and you can put your fingers even to cover the words, it would be either V'yir Me'yak of Kel Shakai or it would be V'yir Me'yak of El. And then Shakai.
If it's Kodesh, it makes sense. It wouldn't
read
anyway.
Oh, as a pasuk in itself. But if it doesn't. Yeah, but okay. I hear, but the Kivyega doesn't say that. It's more stuff he wasn't thinking. He thought he wrote the words, and he just didn't write them. With this, I met some shaila about changing Shem Hashem to take off the meaning of the Shem Hashem that doesn't mean anymore the Shem Hashem without touching it. Is that Issa Mechika? Rav Nineza wants to say pshat in a famous Mishnah in the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chamaches. The Mishnah says that Ben Kamtza is Kufman Tzadigresh, not Bat Kamtza. spelled differently, not from the Churban, someone else. His name was Ben Kamtzer. He had an umdus that he knew, he was a cipher, and he had a specialty. He was an umdus. He knew how to write the Shem Hashem Ben Dal Raisi, Yud Kei Vav Kei in one shot, Bevas Achas. He knew how to hold. Normally, how do we write Yud Kei Vav Kei? We write one letter at a time. First, you write the Yud, then you write the K, then the Vav, then the K. But this cipher Ben Kamtzer, he knew how to hold four quills in his hand at one time and write the Yud Kei Vav Kei all in one shot, Bevas Achas. And the Mishnah says the Gnai that he didn't want to teach anyone how to do it. He kept this specialty for himself. He did not want to teach anyone how to do it. But Agaponim from the Mishnah and the Gemara is mavuah that there was some sort of a maila to this. It wasn't just tam a kunst, tam a trick. It was some sort of a maila to writing the Shem Hashem in one shot. In fact, I mean, as a kasha, push the kasha. I mean, everyone learns this Mishnah. Children learn it in cheder, kids learn in cheder. Everyone's expelled from it. How he was able to write four oasis in one shot. But what's the maila? What's the big mile of writing the Shem Hashem bebasachas? As a fact, the Mashma for the Gemara was a mile. It was a tiny. Why he didn't teach other people how to do it? What's wrong with writing the Shem Hashem one letter at a time? But Zok Tavineza, with this Bekiveg, it's very good. With this Hoshayin and Achreinim, it's very good. Because if you think about it, when you write the Shem Hashem one letter at a time, first you're writing the Yud and the K, and don't forget, there's another Shem Hashem. Yud K is a Shem Hashem by itself. Yud K Vav K is one Shem Hashem, and Yud K is another Shem Hashem. So when you write Yud K, and then you already wrote the Shem Hashem, then you write the Vav. But at that point, in a way, you are moichik the Shem Hashem of Yud K.
So you have to write it.
We're not saying that it's also. First of all, even according to the terrace is it's not us, so we all do it. First of all, you write Techdeiba. Maybe I would think you most likely write one letter after the other. It was not even for any zman at all. You wrote right away the next letter of hey. So it wasn't a shaila. But even if maybe Sefer it does take time to write a ois and safras, maybe it's more than Techdeiba. Poshid, you can say Bachi Chai Rachmana. This is what the Torah, like Gemara said, the same Shem Yehuda also, you'll know how to write these names. It's not called Mechika. But Akoponim, a Maila, you could see what it is. That's what Avi Nez is trying to explain. What was the Maila? The Maila was, it was a little more, there's some more the Cheretz in Rainish, that was the Maila. At least for this, we could. Well, in Tefillin Mezuzahs, we have a lot of everything has to be considered in the words.
And nobody says to do it like that.
Nobody says to do it like that. The Avinez is called a chavukol, what you want, but the Avinez is just shtel to chandakunas. It's a beautiful shtel. Everyone learns this Mishnah about Kamsa. Ben Kamsa had a mile, he knew how to write about Sachas, it was a Gnai. Why do you teach everyone? What's the mile? Does anyone stop and ask, what's the mile of it?
Yeah. Right away, each
place
has
a Kiddush
Hashem.
What's the
meaning
of that?
Maybe otherwise, first it's a Chol, it only becomes Hashem once they're all together like this. Each place will always be
Kiddush Hashem. Okay. I think you can appreciate the Kishon of the Alinezer that he wants to say. The meaning here is, you don't, his way, you don't have this, you avoid the whole problem. You don't have the problem of writing. This might be worse. This might be a bigger shaila than Shem Yehuda. By Shem Yehuda, when you write the Yud Hey in the beginning, to begin with, you have a mind chol. You never have a mind kodesh. Over here, when you write a Yud Kei Vav Kei, you do have a mind kodesh. You have a mind l'shem kodesh, and you wrote the Yud Kei l'shem kodesh. So maybe it's a bigger shaila. How do you continue? That was the maila. Because it's a shame. I think it's a shame. Avinazer. It's an Erechaim Sim Lama Gimel Is Yud Beis and Shuvas Avinazer. Okay. There's another shaila in Mechas Chinuch. In Mitzvah Tachlan Zayin Ois Gimel, Mechas Chinuch says a shayla, what would be the din if you moichik, is there an issa to be moichik part of an ois of the Shem Hashem without being moichik the whole ois? The Moshul, Avada, if you take from the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you erase the whole hay, Avada, that's the issa of Mechikas Hashem. What about if you erase part of the hay, but the tzur of the hay remains? Is that asa? You'll have to go erase a little bit of the hay, but basically the Shem Hashem remains. So the Mechas Chinuch Zok Mitzvah, That would be mutta. His lashon is abel b'mocha ksas min ha'ois. If you erase only a little bit of the ois, v'dayin ois nika, and still the ois is recognized. Lo havi meicha klal. That's not meicha at all. Kaven the Hashem nika yofa. The Hashem could still be read. My ichbis. That's his lashon. What do you care? Zeh lo havi ibe klal. That's not being ma'abed the Hashem Hashem at all. So he's like the Mechas Chinuch Mitzvah. Because that's part of the Shem Hashem. Yeah, but at least, but that's part of the shame. But the right, the Rav mentioned this. We're going to get to this. We're going to get to this soon. The Mechasun Chagav does say that if you are mechik part of the shame, even if you are mechik in the toilet, then about this also, even if you remains a shame Hashem. For example, Elakim, if you erase the last few letters and remains Aleph Lamed, that's an Issa Mechika. Because even though it remained the Shem Kale, but you were Moichik from the Shem Alakim, or from the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, if you erase the Vav Kei at the end and it remains Yud Kei, Avada, that's Zichuk called Moichik. But the Mechas Chel Shail is, what if you erase only a little bit of the Lamed, let's say from Aleph Lamed, from the Shem Kale, and it remains an Aleph Lamed, it remains Kale, or you erase a little bit of the Hay from Yud Kei Vav Kei, it remains Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that's Mechas Chel Shail, that would be Mutter. That would be Mutter. And other chayim speak about the sources. Pima Godem in Chaim Simon Amadeus in the Eish Avraham, Eishim Zayin, the Pima Godem also says there's no Issa. As long as the Tzur of the ice remains. It could be a nafkamina. Let's say a Sefer wrote the Shem Hashem and the Ksav wasn't so nice. One letter was too thick. Too thick. You know, we want to have more Mahud of the Ksav. You know, so he wants to scratch it off and make it a little thinner, make it nicer. So that's the Pima Godem also, that's Mutter. And there's one more after the Marmi Prague has a tshuva. It's brought down in many svarim. They quote this tshuva, the Marmi Prague, that he clears the same shaila about being meichik part of an ice from the Shem Hashem without erasing the entire ice. The ice is still, the whole Shem Hashem remains, but just is an issur to erase part of the ice. And over there, the Marmi Prague mentions a little bit, I think what the mayor was saying over here, that he says, it should be also, it should be no different than the tefillin l'shem Hashem. The Gemara says in Shavuos, the Talmud Hey, that a nitfal l'shem Hashem, for example, a kenu. Elokai is a Shem Hashem, and if you add the letters Nun Vav to it, Elokeinu, that's called a Nitfal. That's called, it attaches itself to the Shem Hashem, and that becomes Niskavish. It becomes an Issa to erase the Nun Vav from the Shem Hashem also. The Rambam Zog that the Issa Mechika of the Nitfal Shem Hashem, there's no Malkus. You don't get Malkus to Rabbanim, but there's no Malkus to Raisa. There's a Mechikas Achreinim, if according to Rambam, does there remain an Issa to Raisa? Or is it only the Malkus is not? There's no Issa Malkus of here, but what about, is it remain Issa Dereisa to erase the Nun Vav? Is only Issa Rabbanon? Okay, that's a shayla for itself. What will be the Issa Dereisa? If there's no either there's an Issa Dereisa like Sas and Cain, and then there should be Malkus, or there's no Issa at all. What will be the Issa Dereisa? So I saw in the Sefer Master Smelach, he wants to say the Issa will be the Issa Se of Issa Shema Kechatira. To erase a nitzel will be a nitzel of Issa Shem al Kechatira. That is Assei. But al-Kaponim, we have an Issa to erase even a nitzel on Shem Hashem. So from the word al-Kainu, if you erase the Nun Vav at the end, that will be Assa. So Tainat the Marami Prag, the same thing if you erase part of the letter of the Shem Hashem. It's no worse. It's Lagara, may nitzel. It's no worse than erasing a nitzel. Even though by nitzel also, when you erase the Nun Vav of al-Kainu, the Shem al Kai remains. And still it's Asa. So here also, when you erase a little bit of the hay from Yud Kei Vav Kei, even though the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei remains, but it should still be Asa, because you erase part of it. Zok the Marami Prag, no, there's a chilek. It says a shein a chilek. By Nitfal, when you erase the Nun Vav from Elokeinu, that is a Maisa Mechika. You are erasing letters. You're doing something. You're doing a Maisa Mechika. You're erasing Nun Vav. That's why it's Asa. But when you erase just a little bit from an ice, where the ice still remains, time to Marami Prag, it's Pachanishka Mechika. There's no Maisa Mechika at all, so it won't be us at all. So we have these three Achrein in the Marami Prag, the Pima Godem and the Chesrenach, they all hold that from Hashem Hashem to erase a little bit of the ice, as long as the ice remains, to erase a little bit of the hay, as long as the rest of the hay is still Nika, the truth of the hay is still there, and remains Hashem Yukei Vavkei, there's no Issa. There's a Sefer Terezev, Shane Sefer, it's two chalakim, one chayak is on Zvachim, from a Velvet Chechek. Velvet Chechek, from the grace of Tzadikim, the grace of Gainim, and Tami Chomim, and Yishlayim. He was also very close to Talmud of Biskarov. And he writes over there that he went into his Rebbe and he asked him the Shaila, are you allowed to erase part of the Shem Hashem in a case where the ice remains? This Shaila, can you erase a little bit of the hay to make it a little bit nicer, as long as the hay remains and the Shem Yukevavke remains? So Biskarov answered him on the spot of Vadas Asa. And the Biskov said on the spot, because it's no different than Nitfalon. He said this far. It's no different than just like Elokeinu, you're not allowed to erase the Nun Vav, even though it remains the Shem Elokai. Same thing, you can't erase part of the ice. So then the Sabel Cheshek showed his Rebbe the Biskra, but the Mechas Chinuch is Faket. He mentioned to the Mechas Chinuch says that it's Mutta. Not like it was a. So the Biskra, when he heard that, he writes that he had big Derecharet. He said, the Mechas Chinuch is Faket. So Bezoya, I can't just say Mesvara after being a Raya. If you ask me on your own, I can just tell you Chal Bezoy. But once he told me Mechas Chinuch is Faket, then I have to be a Raya Faket. And on the spot, the Biskra brought him a Raya. There's a Beis Yosef, it's in Reish Ayin Vav, in Yerdeya. The Beis Yosef talks about the halacha of Nidbak, where sometimes it happens, the Chon Son in the Sefer Torah, we see sometimes the ink spreads, and one letter touches the next. And that's puzzle. Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says, you have to have, obviously, you have to have space around every letter, and if one letter, the ink spreads, maybe from the heat, or from somebody touches it, the ink spreads, and one that touches the next, it's puzzle. So what do? You have to have a sefer come, and you have to fix it. You have to scrape it off and separate the two letters. So Klet the Beis Yosef, what do if the Shem Hashem gets nidbacked to the next word? Like the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, the Hey gets starts touching the next letter. How do you fix that? So Klet the Beis Yosef, the same thing. You have a sefer come, and you erase it, you scrape it off, you goyra, you scrape in between the letters, And you make a space between two letters of effect the Beis Yosef Hashem Dari. When you do that, you're really erasing part of the Shem Hashem. You're erasing part of the Hey also from the Nidbak. Zok Dari, Hot Tikkun Hu Vishari. Zok the Tur Hashem Dari is far that since you're doing it to be Mesakin to fix it, that's why it's Mutter. The Torah Asin Mechika Hashem only where it's a Mechika, where it's an Ibud, not where it's a Tikkun. If you're doing it to fix the Shem Hashem, it's Mutter. So effect the Biskarov. According to Mechas Chinuch and all these Achrayim, why does the Torah of Hashem Dari need the reason Ha Tikkun Hu Vishari? Because you Masakin, because you think that's why it's Mutter. Why don't you say Stamazay? There's no Issa to begin with. You're not erasing the whole Hay. When you're fixing the ink that's Nidbak, that's stuck, and you're erasing part of the Hay, you're only erasing part of the Hay, but it remains an Ois Hay, it remains a Shem Hashem. You're not erasing the whole thing. Why does the Torah need this reason Ha Tikkun Hu Vishari? Zokta Viskarov on the spot, he brought it right from here. The advice is that there's an issa.
It depends how much it's nitpick. It could sometimes be nitpick so much.
Yeah, but when you scratch it, the hay remains, obviously. You're fixing it, right?
It wasn't nitpick at all, it was hay.
Okay, but now, then it was nitpick. But what did you do? What's the shayana? The shayana here is, how is the sefer allowed to erase a little bit of it to create space in between? Ah, he's erasing part of the hay?
If it's not nitpick.
So that was the divakasha I had. That was the whole divakasha I had. I had that kasha also. Why did you ask this kasha? What's the Torah's whole problem? The Torah is the kasha. How do you fix it? When it's nidbak, how do you erase between the two letters? You're erasing part of the shame. The Torah says it was no shame at that time. At that time it was nidbak. The Torah says Dachen Zogin that. Nidbak does not make it ois a tzuris ois. It remains an ois hay. This is svana halacha, zaytik halacha. You have to have avi around each ois. And now you're fixing to make, but the hay did remain. It was yud kei vav kei. That was nidbak, but it was a shem Hashem. And that's why the Torah needed his reason. Hashem Dari.
Right.
You should, you know, very good. That's, you know, it's interesting. It's different than Mechas Chinuch Shayla. Mechas Chinuch has different Shayla. If you wrote a Shem Hashem, L'Shem Hashem. Every Eskar has to be written L'Shem Kodesh. You wrote a Shem Hashem, L'Shem Kodesh. And then it became, let's say, Nidbak. Like in this case, it became Puzzle. And now you fix it. At the time it was Nidbak, it was Oish Shem Hashem. And now when you fix it, it becomes a but now becomes the Shem Hashem, but it wasn't written in L'Shem Kodesh. So I was thinking maybe you could say when he's Goyrit, he should be Goyrit L'Shem Kodesh. He's creating the Shem Hashem now with his Greira. So be, do the Greira on L'Shem Askar. Or more partially, I would say that also. It remains the Shem Hashem. It just has to be after Avia, right? This is a Zaytik problem. But our component, this goes right, is a nice right. This goes right, is a nice right. Like, what do we need the whole time of Hotik and Shuri if there's no Issa to begin with to be much part of the Oyk to remain? Right? So it's me that it's also. Right? So it's me that it's also.
So it's fact. One thing we need.
Maybe. Maybe if the ice is a little bit too thick and you want to make it to be more yefe with the reset here, also maybe not. Maybe we always said our chicken we show you it's mama should chicken to otherwise it'd be possible to save it. Just for hidden, maybe not. I don't know.
It's not a
chicken. Okay, it's not showing on its own. The Torah Zev later brings down just one more spur from the Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak Chaim Siman Yud, he brings down actually from one of the early Achrenim. He has a shayla that there should be another issa over here for erasing part of even according to Mechaschinach and the Achrenim that erasing part of the ois is not the issa of Mechigas Hashem, but because the Beis Yitzchak going to be an issa chatzis shia. Since erasing the whole ois was zicha be an issa, so maybe erasing part of the ois should be an issa chatzis shia. Because same thing. It's causing a serufa. You can go back to, or it's exactly the gossip. Ah, very good. This is what I was thinking. That chatzi shia l'chayy is what the Beis Yitzchak declares that maybe this should be an issa because the issa is an oishongim. To be meichig ha'ishom, and maybe this should be necessary to be meichig even part of the ois within chatzis shia.
So you're thinking what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking that is the chatzis shia is normally where you do a ma'isa achila. I just need the shia v'kazayif, but I did a whole ma'isa achila over here. It's not pshat you did a ma'isa mechika and then you did with chatzis shia. It wasn't ma'isa mechika at all. A little bit like the Maori Fraser. The Emes, it is a pelna that the Beis Yitzchak even hold that this should be chatzis shia. But I'll give you a dogma where we find such a thing. It's actually a chazanish. It's a chazanish. Another achrayim they declare about this by Melchus Bishul. The shia of Melchus Bishul is of Maisa Bishul. The shia of is gegregus. That's how much you have to cook. A shia gegregus. But in the Maisa has to be k'maicha ben dusoy. The Gemara says, what's maicha ben dusoy? It's the minimum that people will cook to eat it. Ben dusoy were ganovim and they were always on the run. They had no time to cook. They would cook it the shlisha. They would cook it a third of the way or half the way, and that was already considered cooked. But less than that is not, no one would eat that. That's not called cooked at all. But klat the chazanish, another chreinim, if you cook something less than mecha ben disoy, you're over chatzis shia. Why? There also is a. If you do a ma'isa bishul and you do less than a gregus, that could be chatzis shia. But here, if you do less than mecha ben disoy, you're not doing a ma'isa bishul at all. You mean it's not called the ma'isa mechigas b'chal nishe mechigas. This is called a ma'isa bishul. This is not a shia ma'isa. I don't know. It seems. Even according to the chrim, they're clearing about. By Mechik also you did the same mice, so it was a matter of... Okay, but obviously the time and the mice that goes to go, we go in conjunction. I just want to mention that whenever you talk about chatzis shia and Shabbos, you should know the chalos is machlokes shem to begin with. If there's such a thing as is the chatzis shia by machlokes Shabbos to begin with, the Rashbam and Barbatsov and Vavam Bey says that since Shabbos doesn't pass the whole is chatzis shia because machlokes Shabbos has to tire, so it's bechal nishkein machlokes Shabbos. But Agapanim, these achrenim are clearing it by according to Shem the whole it is shayach chatzis shia by Shabbos. Can you have a chatzis shia if you cook less than mechaben desoy? Pashtus is not, but that would be totally in the shayach also. But if it's possible to have chatzis shia on mechikas Hashem.